You know, launching season 10 has me reflecting a bit. 2025 marks my 20th anniversary of starting my business, and there's something that took me nearly 15 years to figure out. Why some businesses break through growth barriers while others stay stuck. Maybe you can relate to this. I personally built what looked like a successful business on paper, a multi-million dollar creative agency that grew from a small recording studio in Anchorage, Alaska, to a 13,000 square foot facility with dozens of employees. But here's the twist. I was burnt out and keeping less than $100,000 a year of that revenue. Talk about a wake-up call. It wasn't until I started really analyzing my journey, alongside with hundreds of companies I'd worked with, that I discovered something fascinating. There were five distinct barriers holding businesses back from sustainable growth, what I now call the growth blockade.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Buzinski.
Welcome, my buzzworthy entrepreneurs. I am your guide, Michael Buzinski, but you can call me Buzz. And before we get started, I wanted to remind you, if you haven't already, to subscribe to this show. Season 10 is going to be packed. I mean packed with huge marketing honey that will surely make you money. Like that? But seriously, I have curated a series of episodes that is going to change how you approach your marketing in a way that will ultimately change your life. I'm going to lay out how you can get out from behind your growth blockade and start living a life of buzzworthy entrepreneurship. Over the next few episodes, I'm going to walk you through exactly what these barriers are and, more importantly, how to break through them. Because here's the thing. When you transform the five barriers to growth into your five pillars of scalability, you don't just grow your business. You'll create something that is exponentially more profitable and gratifying. Let's take a step back and really understand what this growth blockade is. You know, after helping over 1,200 companies with their marketing, patterns started to emerge. It's like fishing for halibut in Alaska. You can have the best gear, the strongest line, even know where the fish are. But if you don't understand the tide patterns, you're just hoping for a lucky catch. The growth blockade isn't just about marketing struggles. It's a systemic barrier that keeps businesses stuck in what I call the revenue tide pool. Just like that software company I mentioned a couple episodes ago, you might have an incredible solution, but without the right approach, you end up treading water instead of riding the wave of growth. The growth blockade isn't just about marketing struggles. It's a systemic barrier that keeps businesses stuck in what I call the chicken hole. When you fish for halibut in Alaska, you will most likely hear this phrase. The chicken hole is a fishing guide's go-to spot to catch his guest's limit. They will go to this spot day after day, catching just enough to keep clients happy, but never quite landing that monster catch that creates lifetime stories for the tourists. Think of it this way. Without understanding what creates this blockade, you might have an incredible solution or service, but you end up catching just enough to get by and never really experience scalability for your company. Let me show you what this looks like in practice. Think about your business right now. Are you experiencing any of these common symptoms? First, your revenue stays relatively flat despite working harder and harder. You might see small upticks here and there, but they are usually followed by corresponding dips. That's because you're trapped in a cycle where client attrition matches your acquisition rate. Second, you find yourself constantly reacting to market demands rather than proactively growing your business. Like our software client who wanted to jump straight into advertising without understanding their market position. They were trying to catch fish before they even knew what kind of fish they were fishing for. Third, and this is crucial, increasing your marketing efforts isn't solving the problem. Maybe you've tried ramping up networking, boosting your social media presence, or even hiring marketing help, but the result remains frustratingly inconsistent. Why do traditional solutions fail? Because they're treating symptoms instead of addressing the root cause. It's like trying to fix a declining fish population by just using bigger nets. You might see short-term results, but you're not solving the underlying problem. The real breakthrough comes when you understand that the growth blockade isn't just one wall. It's made up of five distinct barriers that we need to address systematically. Just like in fishing, success comes from understanding the whole ecosystem, not just having the right bait in a single spot amongst a vast ocean. So what's the real solution to breaking through the growth blockade? Well, this is where my own journey gets interesting. Back in 2019, I made a pivotal decision to take my company 100% virtual, before virtual was even a norm. At the time, I had this 13,000 square foot anchor of a facility, and despite generating millions in revenue, I was only keeping, I was actually keeping less than $100,000 a year. Something had to give. This forced me to take a hard look at not just my business, but the patterns I'd seen across hundreds of client success stories over the previous 14 years. What emerged were five distinct pillars that consistently determined whether a business would break through their growth barriers or stay stuck. Think of them like essential elements of landing that prized halibut. You need the right location, proper timing, correct depth, appropriate bait, and suitable gear. Miss any one of these and you're just pounding the ocean floor. Let me break down these pillars briefly for you. First is focus. Understanding exactly what you do, why you do it, and how you do it best. This isn't just about picking a niche. It's about aligning your entire business around your core strength. Second and third are the two sides of what I call the identity coin. How you present yourself to who you serve and how you're perceived by those same people. One without the other is like having a perfect bait, but fishing in the wrong spot. Fourth is visibility. Not just being seen, but being seen by the right people in the right way at the right time. And the fifth is effectiveness. Knowing exactly which parts of your marketing are working and which aren't, so you can scale what works and cut what doesn't. Here's why these pillars need to work together. Each one reinforces the others. Your focus determines your identity, which influences where and how you need to be visible, which affects your marketing effectiveness. It's a system, not just a checklist. When implemented correctly, the transformation can be remarkable. I'm currently working with a software company who came to me without a clear focus of what service they provided or who they best served. By applying just the first two pillars, getting crystal clear on their focus and identity, they went from scattered marketing efforts to building a solid marketing message that will surely build a strong subscriber base. And that's just scratching the surface of what's possible. Now, before we wrap up today, I want to invite you to be a part of a bigger transformation. If you haven't already subscribed to our podcast, now is the perfect time. We're kicking off season 10 with this series on breaking through your growth blockade, and I don't want you to miss any of these episodes. Next week, we're diving deep into focus, and I've got to tell you, what I've learned about focus over the last two decades might surprise you. We'll look at why even industry giants sometimes get this wrong, and I'll show you exactly how to find your sweet spot without limiting your growth potential. You know, after 20 years in business, I've learned that transformation rarely happens by accident. But when you have the right framework, the path forward becomes very clear. So I'm inviting you to commit to 2025 in taking your marketing from boring to buzzworthy.